Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member of Avraham Goldar, and today we're in Mod Katan, Daf Chav Beis, the third parak of El Magalchim. The third parak has been generously sponsored by Nishmas, Yitzhak ben Kalman Moshe, and Daniel Noam ben David. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three daf's are going to focus on number one. The Gemara discusses when Shiva begins. Rava told the people of Mechoza, Atun Dola, Azlisu, Basar Arsa, those of you who do not follow the coffin to its place of burial, Mikima Adrisu, Apaychu, Mababa Da'abula, Aschimanu. When you turn your faces away from the gates of the entrance of the city to go home, begin to count Shiva. Rashi explains that the minhag was for the body to be taken from Babel to Eretz Yisrael for burial. Those who escorted it until Eretz Yisrael would begin Shiva after Stimas Agola, when the top of the Aron is closed over it, and those who did not escort the deceased all the way to burial would begin their Shiva as soon as they took leave of the body, meaning at the gates of the entrance of the city, even though the burial may not take place for a few days. Point number two, a state in a brisa, al kol ha-mesim kulan, mistaper, lachu shloshim yom. When mourning for all relatives, aside from one's father or mother, one may cut his hair after 30 days. Alav yival imo ad sheyigaru bo chavirav. But when mourning for his father or mother, he may not cut his hair until his friends reprimand him for growing his hair so long. Al kol ha-mesim kulan, nichnas l'beis ha-simcha lachu shloshim yom. When mourning for all relatives, aside from his father or mother, one may enter a house of celebration after 30 days. But for his father or mother, he may not enter until after 12 months. Rabbi Bar Chanan said, when the Braisa permitted a mourner for someone other than a parent to enter a house of celebration after 30 days, it was referring to a simcha mereus, a simcha of friendship, which Rashi defines as a nice meal that friends make for one another, but not to a suda of simcha such as a chasna. The Gemara challenges Rabbi Bar Chanan with a brisa that implies one is permitted to enter a formal simcha such as a chasna and remains with a kasha. And point number three is Tana brisa, al kol mesim kon korea tefek al avi ve'imo ad shigala es ribo. For all deceased relatives, aside from one's father or mother, one does kriya a tefek long. But for a father or mother, one does kriya until he exposes his heart. Rabbi Yavo said that the pasuk which is the source for a minimum share of a tefek is v'yechazik david v'vagodav v'yikra'im. And David grabbed his garments and rent them. And the term grabbing is not used for grabbing less than a tefach. The Bryson continues to call Mason Cohen a feel of lovishes or halukin in Korea El Elyon. For all deceased relatives, aside from one's father and mother, even if one is wearing 10 shirts, he only does kriya on the outer one. But for one's father and mother, one does kriya on all of them. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara discusses when Shiva begins. Rava told the people, Mechoza, Asun, Dula, Aslisu, Basa, Arsa, those of you who do not follow the coffin to its place of burial, Mechima, Adrisu, Apaychum, Ababa, Da'abula, Aschilmanu. When you turn your faces away from the gates of the entrance of the city to go home, begin to count Shiva. Rashi explains that the minhag was for the body to be taken from Babel to Eretz Yisrael for burial. Those who escorted it until Eretz Yisrael would begin Shiva after Stimas Agol, when the top of the Aron is closed over it, and those who did not escort the deceased all the way to burial would begin their Shiva as soon as they took leave of the body, meaning at the gates of the entrance of the city, even though the burial may not take place for a few days. Point number two, a state in a brisa, al kol ha-mesim kulan mistaper lachu shloshim yom. When mourning for all relatives, aside from one's father or mother, one may cut his hair after 30 days. Al avi va'imo ad sheyigaru bo chaverav. But when mourning for his father or mother, he may not cut his hair until his friends reprimand him from growing his hair so long. Al kol ha-mesim kulan nichnas l'beis ha-simcha lachu shloshim yom. When mourning for all relatives, aside from his father and mother, one may enter a house of celebration after 30 days. Al avi v'imo lachu shneimas er chodesh. But for his father or mother, he may not enter until after 12 months. Rabbi Bar Chanan said, when the brisa permitted a mourner for someone other than a parent to enter a house of celebration after 30 days, it was referring to a simcha mereus, a simcha of friendship, which Rashi defines as a nice meal that friends make for one another, but not to a suda of simcha, such as a chasna. The Gemara challenges Rabbi Bar Chanan with a brisa that implies one is permitted to enter a formal simcha, such as a chasna, and remains with the kasha. And point number three was taught in a brisa, al kol ha-mesim kulan korea tefach, al avi v'imo ad sheyigal es ribo. For all deceased relatives, aside from one's father or mother, one does kriya a tefach long. But for a father or mother, one does kriya until he exposes his heart. Revo said that the pasuk, which is a source for a minimum shear of a tefach, is Yechazik David v'gadav v'yikra'im. And David grabbed his garments and rent them. Ve'ein achiza pachas metefach. And the term grabbing is not used for grabbing less than a tefach. The brisa continues, al kol ha-mesim kulan, afil lavush asar chalukin, in Korea, El Elyon, for all deceased relatives, aside from one's father and mother, even if one is wearing 10 shirts, he only does kriya on the outer one. Al avi v'alimo korea es kulan. But for one's father and mother, one does kriya on all of them. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Dav Chav Beis, and our standard simmon is a cab. a taxi cab. So here goes. The cab driver picking up the mourner, who was not going to the burial of his father and started Shiva already, heard him call his barber and tell him he'll see him when his friends make comments about his hair, and notice he did a kriya that exposed his heart. Once again in slow motion. The cab driver, that must be our daf chabez. The cab driver picking up the mourner was not going to the burial of his father and started Shiva already, which reminds us, the rabbi told the people of Mechuzah that those of you who do not follow the coffin to its place of burial, when you turn your faces away from the gates of the entrance of the city to go home, begin to count Shiva. So the cab driver picking up the mourner who was not going to the burial of his father and started Shiva already, heard him call his barber and tell him he'll see him when his friends make comments about his hair, which reminds us, it was stated in a braisa when mourning for all relatives aside from one's father or mother. One may cut his hair after 30 days, but when mourning for his father or mother, he may not cut his hair until his friends reprimand him for growing his hair so long. It's also prohibited for one mourning his parents to enter a beis simcha for 12 months. So the cab driver picking up the mourner who was not going to the burial of his father and started Shiva already, heard him call his barber and tell him he'll see him when his friends make comments about his hair. And notice he did a kriya that exposed his heart, which reminds us that one who is mourning over his parents does kriya until his heart is exposed, and he does kriya on all of his shirts. So once again, the cab driver picking up the mourner who was not going to the burial of his father and started Shiva already, heard him call his barber and tell him he'll see him when his friends make comments about his hair. And notice he did a kriya that exposed his heart. All right, now it's time for four blah ba chazara. Daf Yud Ches, the Simur Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The man biting his nails at the chuppah, that must be more Daf Yud Ches. The man biting his nails at the chuppah and casting them in the middle of the aisle, which reminds us that it was taught in a braisa, Shoshit Varim Nemru B'Tzafarnayim, three things were said in respect to nails, the Kovran Tzadik, Sorfan Chassid, Zorkan Rasha. One who buries them is a Tzadik, one who burns them is a Chassid, and one who throws them into a public place is a Rasha. And the Gemara explains that the reason for not throwing them into a public area is Shema Tavara Alehen Isha Ubara B'Tapil, that perhaps a pregnant woman might pass over them and miscarry. So the man biting his nails at the chuppah and casting them in the middle of the aisle, who'd become intensely jealous the day he heard the chasm propose on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Mutter ar se'isha b'chol shemoed, shemi yikad benu achir. It's mutter for one to betroth a woman on Chol HaMoed, lest another man preempt him and becomes engaged to her. And the Gemara asks if Shmuel really said this. But Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Shmuel, b'chol yom b'yom, bas kol yotzev zol meres, bas poni lo poni. Every day, a bas kol goes out and says, the daughter of so-and-so is destined for so-and-so. So if a woman is destined for a certain man, how could another man come and marry? And the Gemara answers that Shmuel means, shemi yikad menu achir barachamim, that another man may preempt him through tefillah. This means that someone might daven for her to die. And the Gemara brings an incident to illustrate this. So the man biting his nails at the chuppah and casting them in the middle of the aisle, who had become intensely jealous the day he heard the chassan propose on Chol HaMoed, was the subject of rumors going around town that he had told the officiating rabbi the chasna was a different day. Which reminds us, it was said, a person is not suspected of something unless he's done it. And the Gemara clarified this, referring to a rumor going around town. And if he hasn't done all of it, he's done part of it. And if he hasn't done part of it, he's thought of doing it. And if he had not thought of doing so, he had seen others do it and was glad. The Gemara brings a number of qualifications to this rule.
Daf Yotes, so the Simur Daf Yotes is a yacht. So here goes. The sofer sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip. Yacht? That must be more in Daf Yotes. The sofer sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip and started writing himself a new pair, which reminds us that there's a machlokes whether one can write tefillin and mezuzahs on Chol HaMoed. Rav Yehuda says, Marim u'mocher shalo v'chos v'kos v'atzmo. He may do a ploy and sell his own tefillin and mezuzahs to others and then write new ones for himself. Rashi says that he can then sell his new tefillin and repeat the process throughout the chag. So the sofer sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip and started writing himself a new pair. Had to break the news to the buyer who buried his relative 8 days before the regal and hadn't cut his hair, that he couldn't cut it until the end of Shloshim, which reminds us, regarding the case of burial 8 days before the regal, Rav and Rav Huna both said, Gezeres batu, yamim lo batu. The restrictions of Shloshim are canceled, but the days are not canceled. But Rav Shesha said, Afil yamim nami batu. Even the days are canceled. The Gemara asks what the meaning is that the days are not canceled, and answers that if the person didn't shave before the regal, then he's forbidden to shave after the regal until the Shloshim period from burial is over. So the sofer who sold his tefillin on the Chol HaMoed yacht trip and started writing himself a new pair, had to break the news to the buyer who buried his relative 8 days before the regal and hadn't cut his hair, that he couldn't cut it until the end of Shloshim. based on the Gezer Shava to a Nazir, which reminds us, the Gemara asks what the source is for not shaving during Shloshim, and answers that it's derived from the Gezer Shava, a para, growth, from the case of a Nazir. Just as a Nazir must grow his hair for 30 days, so too an Avo must grow his hair for 30 days.
Daf Chaf, so the Simon Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. When the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe, that must mean we're in Daf Chaf. When the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe was informed that his relative passed away months ago, and that he must be noheg one day of Avelis, which reminds us that the Gemara brings the pasuk V'hafachti chagechem la'eva, and I will turn your chagim into mourning, as the source that the main period of Avelis is 7 days, since it compares Avelis to a chag, which is 7 days. And the same pasuk is brought to teach that Avelis for a shmuel rechoka, a distant report, meaning a report that a relative died over 30 days ago, is 1 day, comparing Avelis to Chag HaShavuos, which is only 1 day. So, when the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe was informed that his relative passed away months ago, and that he must be noheg 1 day of Avelis, he stood up and did Kriya, which reminds us there's a Malchokas whether one does Kriya for a Shmuel or a Chokka, a distant report which hinges on whether the Chiyuv of Kriya is tied to the Chiyuv of 7 days of Shiva. So when the gentleman sitting at the Bad News Cafe was informed that his relative passed away months ago and that he must be noheg 1 day of Avelis, he stood up and did Kriya. And the secondary relative who was sitting with him also started to mourn, which reminds us there's a malchokas over which relatives one mourns for. We learn from the list of relatives that a kohen must become tamei for, the 7 main relatives. Then the Chachamim added maternal relatives, and Rabbi Akiva holds that he also mourns al shniyim shalhem. There are secondary relatives, which are the immediate relatives of his immediate relatives, such as his father's father or son's son. Daf Chafalov, so the Simur Daf Chafalov is a car pronounced ka by people from Boston. So here goes. The Chevra Kedisha ka, that must be on Daf Chafalov. The Chevra Kedisha ka, blaring through the neighborhood, that the first day of mourning is the most bitter, which reminds us that there's a malchus regarding when it's forbidden for an avil to wear a tefillin. Rabbi Lezer says he may not wear it for the first 2 days because the first 2 days are the most bitter, whereas Rabbi Shua holds that it's forbidden for the first day because the first day is considered the most bitter. So the Chevra Kedisha ka, blaring through the neighborhood, that the first day of mourning is the most bitter, pulled up to a great hesped for a rabbi's sons when the rabbi is giving a parting greeting, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that even though an avil is forbidden to greet the first 3 days of Shiva, Rabbi Akiva was allowed to speak and send a parting greeting to all those assembled at the hesped for his sons, because showing kavod to the public is different. So the Chevra Kedisha ka, blaring through the neighborhood, that the first day of mourning is the most bitter, pulled up to a great hesped for a rabbi's sons when the rabbi was giving a parting greeting and overheard a doctor offering condolences to his friend for the loss of his parent 12 months after the passing, which reminds us, the Gemara brings conflicting brises regarding until when one offers condolences to an avil. And Rabbi Meir holds that one who offers condolences to his friend after 12 months have passed is likened to a person whose foot broke and then healed, and a doctor met him and said to him, come to me, and I'll break it again and then heal it, so he can see how good my treatment is. All right, now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1, which daf of Machlokes is regarding when an avil is forbidden to wear tefillin, which is based on whether the first day or first 2 days are considered the most bitter? That's on daf Chafal. Good. Number 2, which daf do you learn whether one can write tefillin and mezuzahs on Chol HaMoed? That's on daf Yates. Good. Number 3, which daf do you learn that one mourning for his parents does not cut his hair until his friends reprimand him about its length? That's on daf Chabez. Good. Number 4, which daf do you learn that even though an avil is forbidden to greet others the first 3 days of Shiva, Rabbi Akiva did at his son's levaya for the kavod of the tzibur? That's on daf Chafalf. Good. Number 5, which daf do we have machlokes regarding which relatives one mourns for? That's on daf Chaf. Good. Number 6, which daf do we learn one is chayv avelos for 1 day for a shmuel rechoka? That's on daf Chaf. Good. Number 7, which daf do we learn the mourners not going to the burial begin shiva immediately as soon as they turn to go home? That's on daf Chabez. Good. Number 8, which daf do we have machlokes is whether one does kriya for a shmuel rechoka? That's on daf Chaf. Good. Number 9, which daf do we discuss the meaning of the word shamta? That's on daf Yedzayin. Good. And number 10, which daf do we learn that one should not offer condolences after the 12 months of Avelis? That's on daf Chafav. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1, which daf do we learn the 6 different causes for the festive day of Tuba Av. That's on Daf. Lamed and Tainus. Good, number two. Which Daf did we discuss why Mordechai was called an Ish Yehudi and Ish Yemini? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel and Megillah. Good, and number three. Which Daf did we discuss making a hole in meat to use as a handle and marking a piece of meat to send? That's on Daf. Chaf Chesem Be'e. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.